Well, one Sunday morning in his rectory in Ireland, Father Murphy was working on his sermon, and he happened to look out the window, and there was the Lord Jesus himself coming down the road, heading right towards the rectory. So Father Murphy started to panic a little bit, so he decided to call the Pope. So he calls the Vatican, and believe it or not, he got through to Pope Francis. And he said, "Holy Father, I have a dilemma. I don't know what to do. The Lord Jesus himself is walking down the street, coming right towards my rectory. What should I do?" And the Pope said two words, "Look busy." In today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples to be ready, to be vigilant for whenever the Lord comes. In fact, today's gospel is from St. Luke, and it's a long gospel, so I'll just try to keep this brief as possible. There's three main points, I think, in today's gospel. First is to store up for ourselves treasure in heaven rather than treasure on earth, because treasure on earth will disintegrate or be stolen. Treasure in heaven is always secure. And Jesus talks about making sure that we focus and set our hearts on God and not the things of this passing world. And then number two, Jesus says, be prepared, since we don't know when the Son of Man will come. And number three, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. So those are really the three main points in the gospel. Jesus first starts talking about not being afraid. He says, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock. The Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." Those words, "do not be afraid" or "be not afraid," do you know how many times that appears in the Bible? 365 times, one for every day of the year. I think it's very appropriate that God, 365 times in the Bible, says, "Don't be afraid. Don't have fear." God has been pleased to give us the kingdom of heaven. And so he says, don't be attached to material things, give alms, and says, your money bags shouldn't be the kind that wear out. He says, prepare money bags that will last forever. Store up, he says, treasure in heaven that no thief can steal, no moth can eat away. He says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So in other words, this gospel is very challenging, very powerful gospel, as the Word of God is inspired and infallible. And again, it can change people's hearts just to hear these kind of words, that we're called to set our hearts on God and not the things of this passing world. Everything in this world will eventually disintegrate, money and houses and clothes and all these other things. So Jesus says, set your heart, your treasure should be in heaven. And that means that every time we say a prayer, we're storing up treasure in heaven. Every time we receive Holy Communion worthily, every time we say the rosary or visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, every time we do an act of kindness or visit the sick or those in nursing homes or prisons or hospital, every act of charity we do is storing up treasure in heaven. And that will last forever. All the material things will eventually perish, but store up, Jesus says, treasure in heaven. Again, then the second point is to be prepared. And Jesus says we're called to be good servants, good stewards. He says to gird our loins and light your lamps. What did that mean in biblical times, to gird one's loins? It meant to tighten your belt. That's what the servants would do. They would pull up their robe and they would tighten it with the belt so that they could be of service. They could then work, go out and work in the field or take care of the landlord or the owner of the house. That it was a way of preparing to serve and to do work. And he says, to light your lamps. The idea of, in Scripture, to have one's lamp lit is always referring to the kingdom of God within us, sanctifying grace, being in the state of grace, being in friendship with God. And so this means not being aware of any serious sins on our soul. If we are, go to confession right away. Get rid of those sins and be restored to sanctifying grace. Have the light of God, the light of sanctifying grace in our souls at all times, to be ready when He comes, that our lamps will be lit, that we'll be prepared to meet the Lord. And He says that, blessed is that servant whom the Lord finds prepared and vigilant and busy when the Lord returns. He says, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not know, the Son of Man will come. So Jesus in Scripture many times says, we don't know the day or the hour when the Lord Jesus will come again. You know, back in the early 90s, a good friend of mine was very much into prophecy, and he kept saying the end of the world was going to be September of 1993. And I said, you know, how can you say that? Because, you know, the Bible says, you know, nobody knows the day or the hour. He says, Father, I didn't tell you the day or the hour. I just told you the year and the month. Well, of course, September of 93, you know, came and went. But so it, really, in a lot of ways, I don't think we need to focus on, or let's say be concerned about when the second coming will be. Really, the second coming for us is the hour of our own death. When we die, that is the second coming for us. And we know that all of us within 100 years will be dead. So we know that the second coming for each one of us will be within 100 years, maybe 50 years, maybe 20, maybe 10 years. So I never get, let's say, concerned about when the second coming of Christ is, because that's only the Heavenly Father knows that. But what we should focus on, though, is preparing for the hour of our death, to be able to enter heaven and go straight to heaven to see God face to face. That's what we should be preparing for, to be good, faithful, and prudent stewards. So Jesus talks about the two different kinds of stewards or servants. One is faithful, the other is unfaithful. The faithful steward watches and prays, is always ready to be of service. The unfaithful says, oh, God's not going to come, you know, the owner's not going to come for a long time. So we begin to do all sorts of immoral things. And so we're called to be faithful stewards, not unfaithful stewards, to always be ready to meet the Lord. And then the third and last point is about, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. Jesus says here, much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. You know, when I think about that, we're so blessed in our country to have, you know, freedom of religion, to be able to come to Mass on Sunday and not be persecuted in, like other parts of the world. We've been given so much. We've been truly blessed. And we've been given our holy Catholic faith, the fullness of divine revelation, the fullness of Christian teaching. And so, because we have seven sacraments, we are so blessed. Because we have the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, we are blessed. We have our Blessed Mother, the angels and the saints, and 2,000 years of the lives and writings of the saints and the fathers of the Church. Which, of course, because you've been given so much more than many others throughout the world, we've been so blessed, we've been entrusted with more, it says much more will be required of us. So we're called to be responsive and good and faithful servants and stewards. So when it's all said and done, really the one sentence we want God to say to us at the hour of our death, or at the moment of our death, we want God to say to us, well done, good and faithful servants. So be a good and faithful husband, a good and faithful wife, a good and faithful kid, good and faithful doctor, teacher, lawyer, whatever it might be, a religious person, whatever God has called us to be, we're called to be good and faithful servants and to always be prepared for when the Lord calls us home.